Title: Junglist Jungle Swing. Polish and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's take a solid jungle drum loop and turn it into something that feels like a finished record. Not just a cool 8 bars, but a tight, polished, arrange-ready groove you can actually build a full drum and bass structure around. The theme today is Junglist Swing, and the superpower we're using in Ableton Live 12 is resampling, printing your drum stack into audio so you can edit it like a weapon. We're going for authentic swing. Not stiff, not sloppy, rolling, confident, and DJ-friendly. First, set the session up fast and correctly. Tempo wants to live in that 170 to 174 zone. I'm going to sit at 172 BPM as a sweet spot. Start in session view while you design your loops, because it's faster to audition variations. Then we'll move to arrangement view to build the track, create a drums group, and inside it make separate tracks for kick, snare, hats, and break. Then create an audio track that will become your print track, call it drum print. Add an FX or impacts track for crashes, reverses, risers, whatever you like. And make a bass track, even if it's just a placeholder sub. This is important because drums don't exist in a vacuum. You need to hear how the kick and snare behave once the bass is present. Quick teacher tip. Name and color code now. It's not admin. It's speed. Future, you will feel the difference. Now let's build the swing foundation. Drop a classic style break onto the break track. Amen-ish, think-ish, anything crunchy and drummer forward works. Then bring in your modern one-shots on kick and snare. You can use drum rack for MIDI control or audio for raw simplicity. Either is fine. On the break, turn warp on. For most jungle breaks, beats mode is the go-to if you want crisp transients. Set preserve to transients. Keep the envelope somewhere around 25 to 40 to retain that choppy bite without turning it into a click fest. If you start hearing weird artifacts or the break gets too sharp and plasticky, jump to Complex Pro. Keep formants around zero and higher envelope values so it smooths out. Here's the big mindset. Don't overwarp the break. You're not trying to perfect a drummer. You're trying to keep the drummer feel while letting your programmed layer lock to a vibe. Now we bring in Groove Pool, because Junglist Swing is selective. Open the Groove Pool and grab something like MPC 16 Swing in the 54 to 58 range. That's a classic shuffle pocket. If you want grimier energy, SB 1200 style grooves can be sick too. Apply the groove primarily to your MIDI layer, hats and ghost snares. That's where swing does the most musical work. On the break, you can apply a little, but keep it subtle. If you swing the break too hard, it stops being a break and starts being a warped loop that lost its soul. Starting groove settings. Timing around 40 to 70% depending on how loose you want it. Velocity may be 10 to 25% for humanization, and random in the 3 to 10% range so it breathes. Bass should be 1/16. And once you like the feel on your MIDI parts, commit the groove that locks the timing in so you're not constantly chasing a moving target. But notice the strategy. Commit the programmed layer, leave the break slightly imperfect. That's your feel versus grid split, and it's a huge part of why jungle rolls. Now we add ghost notes and push pull. On the snare track, keep your main snare strong on 2 and 4. Main snare velocity wants to be up in that 110 to 127 zone. Then add ghost snares, a quiet hit a 16th before the main snare sometimes, and if you want extra hype, a couple of 1/32 grace notes inside fills. Ghost velocities should live roughly between 20 and 55, quiet but audible. If you can't really hear them at all, they're not doing anything. If they're too loud, the groove starts to chatter and you lose the authority of the backbeat. A couple of stock tools that help a lot here: note length to tighten hats so they don't wash, and the velocity MIDI device to cap or slightly randomize ghost hits so they feel alive, not copy-pasted. Now we polish the loop before we print it. This is important. Resampling doesn't magically fix a bad balance. Printing locks in whatever you've built, so you want it already feeling like a record. On the break track, start with EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to get rid of rumble you don't need. If the break sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450. If it's dull, a small lift around 7 to 10k can help small, though. Jungle brightness can turn harsh fast. Then add saturator in analog clip mode. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is your density and attitude. After that, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Not slammed, just held together. Optional, but often great. Drum bus, lightly. Drive maybe 5 to 15. Crunch small, and if you need weight, a little boom around 50 to 60 Hz, but only if it helps. Don't force it. Sometimes the boom fights your bass line later. For the kick, keep it modern and clean. EQ out any mud around 200 to 400 if needed. A touch of saturator with soft clip, maybe 1 to 4 dB drive. If your kick is too spiky, a compressor with a short release can tame peaks. For the snare, high pass around 100 to 140, so it doesn't carry a necessary low end. Add presence around 2 to 4K if it needs crack, and a little air up around 8 to 12K if it needs lift. Drum bus on the snare can be great, but go easy. Drive 2 to 6, transients plus 5 to plus 15 for snap. Before we resample, do a phase and punch check. This is one of those pro habits that saves you from mystery weakness later. Mute the break and listen to only your kick and snare one shots. Lock into how big the kick feels and how the snare hits. Then unmute the break. If your low end suddenly disappears, or the kick starts to feel flabby or smeared, that's likely timing and phase interaction. In Ableton, use track delay on the break track and nudge it by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. You're hunting for the setting where the kick feels bigger, not softer. Once it hits, stop. Don't overthink it. Then we print. Now we resample. Create that audio track name drum print. Set audio from to your drums group, or to whatever bus is carrying your full drum mix. Set monitor to in so it records what's playing. Arm it. And here's the mindset shift. Don't print one perfect loop. Print options. Record multiple passes like your recording takes. Record at least an 8-bar main groove, then an 8-bar pass with fills, and an 8-bar pass with hats muted or snare edits for breakdowns. If you're feeling organized, print even longer, like 32 bars, because it makes arrangement easier. You can always cut down later, but you can't magically invent a clean section you didn't record. After you print, drop locator markers. Call them something like a clean, be hats down, see fill, the mayhem. This sounds simple, but it speeds up decisions massively when you start arranging. Now pick a clean 8-bar region and consolidate it so it becomes one solid clip. Then do a key DNB workflow move. Keep two versions. Version 1 is the straight audio print. That's your arranging workhorse. It's stable, it's CPU friendly, and it feels like a stem. Version 2 is for chopping. Right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use slice to drum rack, and slice by 1/16 for grid-based jungle edits, or by transient if you wanted to follow the drummer more naturally. This sliced version is where fills and rewrites get really fun. Now we add movement with micro resample edits. This is the part that makes it feel junglist without turning into chaotic glitch. Go into arrangement view on your printed audio and try a few classic moves. 1. A 1/16 snare drag. Take a tiny piece of snare tail and place it just before beat 3 or 4. Very short. Crossfade it so it doesn't click. It creates that pull into the hit energy. 2. A dropout right before a drop. Mute the drums for an eighth note, right before the downbeat. That tiny silence makes the drop feel bigger than any limiter ever could. 3. A rewind into the drop. Reverse a quarter bar chunk leading into the downbeat. Pair it with an impact or a crash and its instant signal flare for the listener. 4. A fake tape stop. You can automate clip transpose down quickly or pitch automation, just for a moment. Keep it quick and intentional. And if you want controlled chaos without manually chopping everything, beat repeat can do it, but keep it subtle. Use 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%. You want spice, not a slot machine. Now arrangement. We're going to use real DNB logic. 16, 32, 64 bar thinking. This is how you make it feel like a record instead of a loop demo. Intro, 16 bars. First 8 bars, filtered break plus atmos. Second 8 bars, add hats and light ghosts. Tease bass notes. Automate an auto filter on the drums so the high pass starts around 250 to 400 Hz and opens up fully by bar 16. That opening is a classic tension builder. Drop 1, 32 bars. Full drums and bass. Use your cleanest print for the first 8 bars. Let it hit. Don't edit immediately. Dancers need time to lock in. Then pace your edits every 8 bars. Bar 8, small fill, 1 beat. Bar 16, bigger fill, maybe a whole bar. Bar 24, switch to an alternate drum print. Bar 32, a clearer signpost, like a stop or a big impact into the next section. Breakdown or mid, 16 bars. Strip it back, maybe just the break and a Reese tail or pads. Bring percussion back gradually, and reintroduce the main snare last. That snare returns moment is pure tension release. Drop 2, 32 bars. This is where you upgrade, but not just by adding more. Swap to a dirtier print, more saturation, maybe a bit of room ambience. Or change the top rhythm. Add a ride hat pattern or shuffled shaker so it doesn't feel copy-paste. Outro, 16 bars. Think like a DJ tool, not a fade out. Reduce bass earlier than drums. Keep a clean, steady loop so it blends into the next track. Now, drum print polish. Once your drum print is doing most of the work, treat it like a break stem. On the print track, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's harsh, do a tiny dip around 3 to 5k. Tiny. You're shaving, not carving. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the punch gets through. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, and again, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you feel the snap disappear, back off. Don't fix it later. Your ears are telling you the groove is losing impact. Then saturator with soft clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB, just to densify. And a limiter last, but only as a safety net. Catch rogue peaks. Don't squash the life out of jungle. Peak discipline note, if your limiter is working too hard, it's often reacting to snare and cymbal peaks, not your overall loudness. Before you crank limiting, try trimming 1 to 2 dB at around 8 to 12k on the print, or shorten hat decays. You'll get louder with less damage. Also keep an unhyped reference path. Duplicate your print, name it print dry ref, no processing, level match it, and a slash be it. If you get lost in saturation and compression, the dry reference will tell you when you've gone too far. A couple advanced moves to level this up.